We are live. If you are by chance watching this on my channel, welcome. We're just going to kind of get into a conversation. I wanted to see if you wanted to talk about the MegaCon at all or...
Yeah. They had some amazing things that I learned there, some amazing disclosures. I met some wonderful people. I'm going to be doing a few shows with some of the presenters there. It really wouldn't do me any justice to disclose this information myself. I'd much rather have these amazing individuals come on my show and tell you about it. But I tell you what, I will not look at ufology and the paranormal and any of these topics that really got me into this. I'll never look at it the same because I learned a whole lot this week, a lot that I didn't know, and from people that I wouldn't have expected to disclose this information from. So yeah, it was a great week, and look for some upcoming shows with some of these amazing presenters.
That's actually how I came across your channel, not the UFO conference specifically, but exploring the Anunnaki. I was working as a massage therapist at the time, and one of my clients would talk about them all the time. And something inside of me was like, this is interesting. I want to look into this more. And so I kind of went down that rabbit hole, and, I'm very interested. I'm still kind of new in this journey. I would say at one point in my life, I was really sort of plugged into the matrix, very hyper rational, and, didn't believe in anything crazy. And then as the last 10 years have unfolded, it's kind of been this slow eye-opening experience. And so now I have so many more questions than I have answers. You are so generous to share your time with me. I think you personally, your channel has a really unique ability to bring together a lot of the subcultures of the conscious community. So like, speaking of like the hate and division, I've noticed that even within now the conscious community, there seems to be some division brewing, and that's kind of the whole point of dividing the people. But your channel, you've had on such a diverse group of people who might be right or might be left. And you talk sometimes about kind of identity politics or the culture war. And so that's something that I'm so passionate about, but in like an alarmed sort of way. So one example is I'm reading the book The Gulag Archipelago, and they kind of break some segments down into, you know, 2-decade periods or 4-decade periods, and some of the crazy subversive psychological things that would go on, just talking about how like a husband would not want to be honest with his wife for fear of being turned in. And so then you mentioned during the intro about how you got a YouTube strike. And I think you would have to be dishonest to not believe that there is a lot of censorship going on right now. And it's very alarming, and it's kind of disheartening. And so I'm trying to transmute that like sadness and frustration into a positive effort. I had another question, actually, if I can ask.
Sure, of course.
Speaking about your audience, how do you balance having an open mind versus being critically discerning? For example, you got to speak to David Icke, and so that's big. There's a lot of questions there, and so in the interest of freedom of speech, everyone should have a platform. So how do you balance that with your own personal sort of critical thinking skills?
Well, that's kind of developed a lot over the years. when I first started looking into all this stuff, I've always been very open-minded, but I've learned to become a lot more discerning with certain things. I knew from the beginning that if I was going to start looking into this stuff, I'd have to do a lot of research to come across and try and present this information to people and not sound like a nutcase. And that's why I decided to have guests on my show that knew a lot more than I did, that were more intelligent than I was, especially about the topics that I was going to talk about. So that helped me, you know, kind of gauge where to go and what to present to kind of to stay as biased and in the middle as possible. Now I'll have guests on all ranges of topics and on all sides of the argument. You know, I'll have people which some people may consider the enemy, you know, or some people may consider, you know, somebody who's trying to misinform the public. But I feel that we need to have all these voices on to discern for ourselves. And I try and ask them the right questions to where we can get the right answers out of them, so we can put all this information together from all sides of the story and make our own decisions. And I think that's the only way that we're going to decipher any of the information coming out right now, is to get it from as many sources as possible. And I use my gut instinct, my intuition. If something tells me, no, this doesn't feel right, I usually go with that. I don't necessarily overthink everything when it comes to some of these topics and theories that I discuss, because I find that when you overthink it, it just kind of makes it muddled and harder to come to a conclusion. So I usually stick with my first instincts. I don't necessarily disclose my personal beliefs with in my shows or to my audience. And if I do, it's because I have solidified that belief with either my own personal experience, which is usually the best way to do it, or I've had enough sources and people that I trust wholeheartedly tell me the same thing. Then I may present it as something that I could believe or get behind. But with most things, I really don't believe anything. I stay open-minded to everything and keep everything a possibility.
Okay, that I had two questions now kind of stemming from that. But
of course.
With the bleak future of censorship, it's only a matter of time until all of the alternative news sources are pushed out of the mainstream platform. And you mentioned also not wanting to appear crazy, but also still exploring the truth. And so the smear of conspiracy theorists has never been more popular. I know you also make videos for Rockfin.
Yes.
Have you heard of this concept of the white pill, and or what do you use to kind of motivate yourself or give yourself hope when things seem dark?
Oh, okay. Well, I try not to focus on anything negative, especially in my shows. I do present some bleak topics at time, but I always try to offer solutions towards the end of the show, because I'm just a naturally positive person. I try to look to the bright side of things for most instances, although I am very much a realist as well. But I think that the best way to do it is to focus on the good things that you're doing for yourself, because that's what I do for me. If things are going well in my life and I'm focused on the good things, all these other things that are happening, these terrible things like, you know, our own government trying to kill us or aliens invading and sucking out our brains, anything that could possibly be happening, during these crazy times, I try to look at the things that I'm doing in my life that are good and contributing to the good of society and helping people and making other people happy. And if I'm doing that, you know, usually everything else seems to fall into place, and we can't worry about the things that we can't really control. That's why I can discuss them, try and offer solutions, and maybe collectively a solution will come up.
And that's really kind of the future, is creating that collective upgrade,
right?
The upgrade, the elevation of the collective consciousness. I've heard various conscious community individuals talk about something like the new earth, and that's something that really kind of resonated with me. And so I personally get kind of overwhelmed when I look at the bigger picture of the geopolitical tyranny we're kind of living under. But, you know, another reason I love your channel. So I found Karen Holden's channel. Mm-hmm. And she's like just so fantastic.
Karen's great.
Her content really kind of helps center me back in the now and remind me to get out in nature and to focus on myself. Because no one person ever is going to like win the battle against the government. The key is community. It's building community. And it's just like, dang, that is so hard to do, because it feels like, and this is the conspiracy theorist in me, it feels like there is manufactured division, that there are actually people trying to push divisive content for the sake of, you know, divide and conquer.
Oh, it feels that way, because it definitely 100% is that way. You come across it on every platform you're looking at, not only every platform, but all different kinds of issues and agendas and topics that could be covered, from your parapolitical issues to paranormal issues to your ufology to spiritual to consciousness, any of these topics that we cover that, you know, mainstream's not usually going to cover. There's misinformation and there's misguidance and there's arguing and there's infighting. But it's all by design, especially in these topics that we're talking about, because they don't, those that are in control, some that don't want the truth out about what's really going on. So they throw in all this stuff to muddle and confuse everyone, just to keep us beyond the reach of that truth nugget that's really out there. But I think if we just keep the more we keep going at it, the more we're learning, the more information we get, the harder it is for them to confuse us if we are diligent and going to the right sources and double checking our research and going with our intuition. I think that the truth does come out.
That is what the white pill is, essentially. And I feel like the tide for me personally has shifted, and I have taken the white pill, but it was like, and I hate that this reference, the red pill reference, I hate that is now like a culture war sort of, it's been lost. It's a culture war casualty. You can't say that anymore because it's associated with the far right. I'm sorry for bringing that up on your channel.
No,
don't want to give another strike, shoot. But I think I wanted to mention that sort of the hippie side of me, I like to think that I can read people somewhat. I've been wrong. You know, I've been duped. I'm not perfect, but when I look at you and your content, it looks like you work really hard, and it's very obvious. And that's something that I really resonate with. It's motivating and inspiring. Because
thank you.
This is what needs to be exposed to the masses. And so do you have something that you do to recharge, to kind of, reboost your soul or feed your soul?
I've just recently come to realize that more human contact, and not only human contact, but contact with more conscious individuals, more people who are like-minded, this kind of interaction with people that we've been missing out on for the past couple of years because of this COVID thing, you know, we've been locked in our homes. You know, that's a huge part of it, is getting the human interaction in there. I found that this conference was a huge boost for me to recharge everything. Not only that, just taking a break from looking into the negative stuff, from looking into anything, and just kind of relaxing, enjoying life, you know, going out, enjoy nature, enjoy your family, enjoy your dog. Just take a break from everything. And, you know, watch mindless movies sometimes, exercise, whatever it is that you just don't have to think about anything really. And it kind of helps me recharge and get back to where I need to be.
That's kind of the life I'm trying to build. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem, man. Now, for you, I want to ask you, when or should I say, what event or series of events kind of triggered your, I hate to say awakening because it's become like a cliche now, but I guess your awakening, really.
I feel like a walking cliche in a lot of ways, though. It's weird. I was thinking like a call to action in a sense. But again, even that's cliche in that I would say my big initial call to action was actually just something as simple as a psilocybin mushroom experience. At 26 years old, and prior to that, I had never done anything besides alcohol. I kind of grew up, and this is a contributing component, I grew up believing that marijuana was bad. So at 26 years old, I, you know, decided to try it. And I went through this experience that opened me up in a lot of ways. As anyone who has done it knows, good and bad. So it's a very mixed bag, but that's kind of the point. And then at that point, it had kind of changed my entire outlook on a lot of things internally and how I wanted to contribute to the world externally. I would say that I was not happy with the person who I had been and simultaneously curious about, like, how did you become this person? Which has kind of led me down this road of almost like a Carl Jungian psychological breakdown. Trying to figure myself out. But then also it has paralleled with just whatever this cultural madness is we're going through. The timing has been synchronicitous, to use a Jungian term, and that, like, as I was going through my personal breakdown, the cultural breakdown was going on, and it told me the first mushroom experience I ever had, it told me I was not on the right path. And that it's going to take a lot of work to get on the right path. You can't just immediately do a 180, but I needed to get on the right path. And so that was like 4 years ago. And so it has taken a lot of work, but I kind of do feel like I'm on the right path. There's a lot of uncertainty in the future, which is kind of why maybe some of my questions have been pointed negatively. But I'm trying to remember to have faith every day. And not so much in the Christian sense, although in finding the conscious community, I've come back to appreciating the Christ consciousness concept, while trying to not ignore the Bible, because there might be some historical accuracies there, but it shouldn't be like a governing doctrine. The message of, I call him hippie Jesus. I like to think of the real Jesus. He was more of like a hippie. That archetypical figure has been kind of inspiring and bringing me back to, from being super plugged into the matrix to being unplugged and trying to live in that like balanced state of understanding the illusion. We have to, I have a dog. I'm sorry. He might be, he needs attention, but, and so, yeah, that first mushroom experience. And so that kind of led me down into this. I was angry for a lot of reasons, personal and societal. But then I started smoking pot and I was like, I don't know why this was illegal. I don't know why it has been so stigmatized. And then I look around and see the other addictions that are plaguing our people, you know, opioids and even sugar, when you look at it in a sense, can be an addiction. And I myself, man, I crave them chocolate chip cookies. I really want to contribute to making the world better, but simultaneously I feel like pushed out of the conversation, because this is the conspiracy theorist in me again, but it's a very, if you don't agree with the mainstream narrative, you're crazy, you're a bad person. It feels Orwellian. And so I talk about trying to bring unity to the world, because if there is going to be any change on a social level, it's going to come from the conscious community, I believe. And so if there is division, if we can like rally around each other to bring in like a new, I think people talk about the age of Aquarius. That would be cool. And I think on a bigger picture, the war on drugs has been something that affects a lot of communities, a lot of different communities. And when you look at it from the addiction perspective, that could be an issue that could bring together the polarized people from the right and the left. Because we can't keep going down this path. We can't like, and I'm like, I'm an emphatic and passionate person. And sometimes I get heated. And so I'm like kind of a hypocrite in that, like, I'm saying we need to come together, but I'm also like doing so in a like alarmist sort of way. But that's just kind of where I'm at, is that then I guess my call to action was that very first mushroom experience.
Relate to that. I mean, I remember it wasn't a mushroom as my first psychedelic experience. It was LSD and I was a teenager, but I remember the next day, my perspective on everything had shifted. I just thought about everything slightly differently, a little bit more rebellious towards the system and everything. So I can definitely relate to how psychedelics can definitely shift your way of thinking. And I think that as a collective, we may be getting onto the right track, because I think because of everything that happened this past year, that we may be kind of realizing as a society that we've been lied to, and that all the things that are happening, there's an agenda behind. And I think that, the more that people like us are coming out with and sharing information from not only ourselves, but other people, the more that they're going to start to realize this. And I think that the mainstream media is suppressing the amount of people that are actually not on board with their bullshit, you know?
Yes.
I think they're scared to death of that, that if they find out that how many people are actually rebelling against this, they may be in big trouble.
You're absolutely correct. And that's, again, one of the reasons they identify it. And so that's why they're pumping that manufactured division content. And it's, you know, what you do with your channel being so open and open-minded, you're my cat. Sorry. I have a little zoo in here. That's how we can bring unity. And so I talk a lot about, like, I just think about how can we bring unity? Because I think of Martin Luther King and that era where I could have seen myself in the streets marching with them, but I don't see myself out in the streets wanting to march with BLM, which, oh boy, that's, I just opened up a lot of criticism with that. But, you know, they're just, their movement is for the hyperbolic. There's a lot of things that can be said about it. But it's just, whatever we can do. That's what I'm trying to do, I guess, is just speak to people who might be on the edges of an ideology and thinking to themselves like, well, shoot. I also want to make the world a better place, but I don't really identify. I think there's a big yearning for like a sort of unifying message. And I think that might actually be the Christ consciousness message. It's just a matter of getting that message out there. And then the different iterations of just love and light, compassion. And that's just what we're doing.
I think that the remaining parts of society that are going to keep going with the mainstream agendas, keep blindly following our corrupt leaders and living the same way that they always have, basically asleep to everything. I think those are the ones that we're going to have to worry about in the future, because those are the ones that have been indoctrinated so much that they can't see what's going on, and they're going to fight to the end to keep their way of life and everything they're used to and everything that they thought they had coming with all these agendas. You know, if you're on board with this transhuman thing, you have this wonderful, you know, transhuman life where your biology can be integrated with technology, and you won't have to worry about, you know, opening your garage door with your clicker anymore. You can do it with your mind, you know, all these things that people who are on board with the mainstream agendas, that they won't, you know, if we keep waking up, they won't have this future. And I think that these people are going to be the ones to fight for it. And they're the ones that you'd have to worry about when things fall apart for them, basically.
Another reference that was lost, you know, the Agent Smith reference from the Matrix movies, how anyone in the civilian area around you can turn into Agent Smith at any moment. And so, like, when you look at COVID and how people were turning in their neighbors for having people over and whatnot, those are the exact people that you're talking about. And I try to have the positive hope that this new Earth that is talked about, I've heard it said that it's going to exist simultaneously with the old Earth. So it's going to be like an overlay of sorts, but we're going to build it by just living within our own sovereignty and agency and power. And so we're going to have to coexist with these people, but have to have the courage to just live our life. And then
now, one thing I have to say about, you know, the new Earth and these kind of new age type, even extraterrestrial collaborations and collectives where people claim to have all kinds of information that they've had from extraterrestrials, and they're sharing it with us. And it's about our future, about this new Earth that we could have, or they're getting downloads from this source. And I think it's these people, some of these people that we have to kind of be wary of. Some of them may be completely genuine in telling the truth or what they believe to be the truth, but we have to be careful with this information because there's no way to verify any of it. I'm not saying that because, you know, I'm skeptical of them or I doubt what they're saying. I just think that we have to be careful because some of this information is frankly not true. Some of these people are out there just to get notoriety or even just to spread in misinformation or disinformation. I'm sure that I've recently spoken with a lot of people that just had that specific purpose. So I think we have to be careful with new age information that we're getting from psychics, contactees, people who have claimed to gotten top secret information from this source, but they can't prove any of it. There's no documentation. You know, I interview people like this all the time. I think it's important to get the information that they have, but we have to be very careful of it. We have to, you know, analyze it. We have to double check it. We have to look at the sources. We have to look at their background, where they're coming from. What's, if they have any agendas, why would they be saying this? There's so much to look at when we have to consider some of these theories about what our future is, what's going on, what the real nature of reality is. Are we in a matrix? Do aliens run the show? You know, there's so many things that we cannot verify or prove that I think we just need to be careful of. But I think we need to keep looking in this direction because, look, I mean, the news and the mainstream media just told us that UFOs exist and they're not sure where they come from. And it's okay to talk about it now. So, you know, anything could happen. I just think we need to cautiously look at it.
Yes, 100% correct. That's part of the frustration of going through the awakening, or trying to go through the awakening, is that there's so much information out there and it's really hard to discern what even could be true. And then also, you know, in my case, you know, I'm biased towards like wanting to that whole manifesting thing is like, how much of that is real versus, you know, woo-woo. And so I have more questions than answers, definitely. And so hopefully I can interview
now,
more people.
The one thing I can speak to, and I think that this should be the same for everyone, is their own personal experiences. You know, if you had a personal experience and you wholeheartedly believe it, and you know, you've owned that experience, I think that it's okay to believe that, you know, and to come across and talk about it. But you can't expect everyone else to believe it, because this is your experience. Just like me, I had a contact experience. It helped me understand what a lot of contactees have experienced, especially with the form of communication that I had with these beings. But I don't expect anyone else to believe it. It's, you know, these things are always, I think they're only verifiable by the personal experience, or if multiple people have seen the same thing and they're reliable sources, you know?
Absolutely. And you mentioned the nature of reality and could this be a simulation and all of that. Those are such fun things to think about, but it's impossible to really latch on to one. And then you also mentioned your sort of lived experience and how everyone can kind of have their own. And so within the nature of reality, there's an entire another layer of subjectivity. We all bring our own subjective layers to the experience. But ultimately, that sort of coming together, the unity, I think that's hopefully the path to the future, the less daunting future.
Yeah, it very well should be. I can say that. The only problem is with the way that the powers in control have basically created culture and shaped people's consciousness. Everybody really has their own ideas of what their ideal utopian society should be, the way things should run. You know, should we have to buy things? Should we trade? Should we have any governing officials? Should we just run ourselves? Should there be police? I mean, all these things people have completely different ideals on, and different thoughts on, and different feelings. And it's so hard, especially now, the way everybody's become divided, to come together on anything. Just like we're talking about, there's so much division even in this community. So you have to look at it on a wider scale, especially on a global scale. How do we come together that way? Man, maybe it is like the fake alien invasion theorists say, that's the only way to get the world united, is to have this huge alien invasion. Then maybe everybody will be on the same page. I don't know. I really don't know. That's a huge question. That's a hard task, because I always ask a lot of my guests who have this idea that we can come together globally and form this utopian society, but how do we change everybody's mentality to where we can all come together and get along like that, you know?
I have no clue. I'm not a utopianist. You know, it's fun to think that way, but I also think you don't have to be a utopianist to just look around and see like how crazy things are. But also at the end of the day, you have to focus on yourself, you know? That's the big thing, as well as the best self you can bring to the world is the best change that you can affect. And so I hope to do more interviews like this. Thank you. Because I have so many more questions. And that's partially my pursuit of
self-exploration. If you have any questions, feel free to ask away.
You've been fantastic. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, before I take off, man, let my audience know a little bit about, you know, your show. You got Heavyweights, Light Fields. Do you do any other podcasts or have any social media or anything?
Thank you very much. I do Instagram, but it's just kind of shit posting and nature posting mainly. I would like to do more podcasts. I'd like to interview more people. So if you would like to have a discussion with me and you see this, you know, send me an email. If you could put my email in your show notes, that'd be awesome. I really just want to have conversations with people. And so I do make videos just kind of discussing random topics, kind of, I'm a crazy person. There we go. That's what it is. I'm just a crazy
person. Well, maybe you're the sane person and most people are crazy. That's the way I like to think about it.
Yes. I hope to make, like, yes, you're right though. And that's like, I hope I can manifest more positive. Like I'm, yes, you're right. Truth trauma, as I've heard it.
No, seriously, we definitely need more individuals like yourself talking about this stuff. Even if you have no idea what's going on, just to open up the conversation, just to, you know, bring other people that maybe you think do know a little bit about it and talk with them. That's what I did, and I'm glad you're doing the same thing. We definitely need more open-minded individuals creating content right now, because our mainstream media, our mainstream even movies and TVs and entertainment as a whole is all fake and controlled. And you're probably starting to realize that by now. All the real, even entertainment and content and good information is all coming from independent sources on these independent platforms. Not necessarily YouTube. YouTube has become, you know, part of the machine and system, but there's so many awesome, wonderful platforms that have so much good information right now with so many good content creators coming out. And I think that that's what we need more of. We need to take over us individuals, independent media, independent free thinking individuals need to take over Hollywood. We need to take over the media and take over all that space and create a brand new system for distributing information and entertainment to the public.
Decentralize media somehow. And that's what it. Independent creators allow and enable. And we just have to learn to kind of work somewhat together to fight the big machine a little bit, but retain our identities.
Yes, and that's what's great about platforms like Rockfin. They bring together all kinds of content creators on one platform, and you get everything for one monthly price, so you're not divvying out your money to 20 different platforms.
And, you know, I personally kind of juggle with, you know, I used to be able to get this for free on YouTube or whatever, but then you think about it historically, the newspaper was, I don't think the newspaper was ever free. So like the idea of getting your news is not old. It's not foreign. And it's like, that's how privileged we have become as a society, that we complain about having to pay for some of our news. Oh, boo-hoo. Sorry about that. But
well, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, you're paying for everything now and everything is separate. Who still has cable? I mean, we were in the hotel last week in Laughlin, and I, you know, flipped on the TV for a few minutes trying to go to sleep, and cable is awful. I mean, I don't understand how anybody could still watch this, you know, especially when you have all these on-demand apps and platforms where you can watch anything instantaneously. Nobody's watching cable anymore, so they're all paying for these individual platforms, which ends up being either more expensive than cable or the same price. And most of this stuff is mindless garbage. You know, you find a good few good things on Netflix and Amazon and, you know, here and there some good content. But, you know, we need more decentralized platforms and platforms that aren't going to be censored by the powers and control, and more places where we can just speak freely and get these ideas out. And I think that the future could be moving towards that if we keep doing this the right way.
No, you're absolutely right. And so I'm sorry you got the strike. I'm pretty sure we didn't talk about anything too crazy.
No, we're good.
Yeah. So if you're watching this on my channel, Rockfin, go check out Forbidden Knowledge News.
We're also on Odyssey is hopefully going to be our YouTube replacement. All of our free, completely free content is going to just go up on Odyssey as a YouTube replacement. All our content, By the way, you can get a free account on Rockfin and get all our free stuff. You can get everybody's free stuff on Rockfin. All our regular shows that go up on YouTube, get them on Rockfin. You know, all of this is just a matter of putting a different address in your browser. If you don't want to pay for the content, guess what? Everything is free on the podcast. All my content, no matter whether it's a premium on Rockfin or what, everything goes up for free on the audio podcast. So you don't have to pay for any of my stuff, really, if you don't want to.
And the audio podcast, is that at library?
On any podcast platform, Apple, Google, Spotify, whatever one you like best.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, yeah, Andrew, man, thank you so much for having me on, and hopefully we can talk more again in the future. And yeah, guys, go check out his channel, Heavyweights Light Feels, and hopefully we see some more good stuff coming from you soon.
Hey, thank you very much for all the hard work that you do and for the time. It's motivating and inspiring. So keep it up. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll talk again soon.